This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more priority legislation making its way through the upper chamber.
As you recognize the senator from the 23rd.
Tuesday afternoon becomes Wednesday morning as Missouri senators discuss Senate Bill 575. Sponsor, Senator Bill Eigel of Weldon Spring, told his colleagues on February 12th about his proposal to establish procedures for a claimant in an action for damages due to asbestos exposure to disclose claims filed with an asbestos trust.
Each year in the United States, approximately 3,000 individuals are diagnosed with mesothelioma.
But Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors says she would like to see added asbestos inspections.
Some older residential buildings, they're still on boilers in those old buildings.
Senate Bill 575 has been set aside for further consideration.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 591.
Senator Bill White of Joplin sponsors Senate Bill 591, another tort reform measure that would modify provisions relating to civil damages.
We've made concessions on both sides.
Senator Scott Sifton of Afton mentions there were several hours spent getting this proposal closer to where more people would want it.
There's a lot that is in here that is similar to what was on the floor a week ago, but there's also a lot that's different.
Senate Bill 591 still needs another yes vote before it can move to the Missouri House of Representatives.
The Committee on Judiciary...
Monday afternoon, the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee heard Senate Bill 542 and Senate Joint Resolution 61. Sponsor, Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis, says her proposal would remove provisions prohibiting people on probation or parole after conviction of a felony from voting. The resolution would put that on a future ballot.
Ensuring that no Missourian is forced to pay taxes while being blocked from casting a ballot.
Senator Bob Ondra of Lake St. Louis points out this would mean non-dangerous felonies only.
Let's say embezzling $1 million from a bank, as I see it, could not be excluded from their right to vote.
Committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Bill 542 or Senate Joint Resolution 61.
Senate Joint Resolution 32.
Senator David Sater of Cassville sponsors Senate Joint Resolution 32, which would have voters decide requiring certain Missouri Health Net participants to comply with work and community engagement requirements.
Whether or not this type of requirements are necessary.
During the Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee hearing on the resolution, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur expressed her concerns.
You can't get health care coverage until you're meeting these work requirements.
Missouri senators could bring Senate Joint Resolution 32 up for discussion at any time.
I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m.
Session resumes on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.